This is the Bible we're using for our reading through the Bible in a year this year. And it asks questions at the end of the day, two simple questions for you to answer or think about, meditate on. And one of the ones last week was we were to write a psalm. And on our Wednesday night gathering, a couple of us shared from the psalms we'd written. And Pat told me this morning, I finally had time to sit down and be quiet and write my psalm. And I read it, and it was beautiful. So I'm going to ask her to come up and read it for us this morning. Because it's right on with my sharing for the morning. Perfect. Fits in perfectly. God likes you.
Yes, he does.
And we do too.
Glory to you, O Lord. You who hung the stars in the sky, you who created everything, the righteous exalt your very name. You alone are God, you alone are holy. The proud think they are in control, the arrogant speak and think they present wisdom. But the humble bow before you, knowing that you alone hold all power, that you, O Lord, are true wisdom. Praise the Lord who reigns forever. Run into his arms, let his love enfold you. Lift up your voice in song. Let your song resound. Sing praises to the Lord God Almighty. Raise your hands in praise. Praise to the Lord of Lords. Let your whole being rejoice in exaltation to the King of Kings. Shout praises to the Lord. Hum softly to the Lord. Meditate on the Lord. The Lord is worthy of all praise.
Amen. Well done. Well done. You also can write a psalm. Maybe that would be a beautiful little exercise for you this afternoon. Sharing this morning from Psalm 33, verses 1 through 3. Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. Rejoice in the Lord. That's what Pat was doing as she wrote that. She was rejoicing in him and his characteristics, and she was telling and proclaiming his love. Amen. It is comely for the upright. That means it's beautiful. It's suitable and beautiful. And who's the righteous? You don't just read that and say, well, that's not me. Who's the righteous? Come on, come on, come on, come on. Cleansed by the blood of Jesus. Carol, get that hand up. You're one too. Amen. We are all, as we receive Jesus, we are cleansed by his blood. And so when we read about righteousness, all we have to do is ask God to forgive us of any known sin. And you know what? We're righteous again. Amen. Praise the Lord with the harp. That means to twang. Kev, give me a twang. Yeah, twang. The harp, even as in the word guitar. Sing unto him with the psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings. Well, you only got 6 there, and let's see, Shannon's got... You got 12. You made the grade, baby. Amen. God wrote about you in this psalm. Sing unto him a new song. Play skillfully with a loud noise. A new song. A fresh new thing. Look at those cards on your table. You know, right in front of you on the table. A fresh new thing. Yeah. That's what it's all about. That's what God is doing right now in the body of Christ. He wants us singing and praising with a fresh new song, yeah. a new hymn, a new praise chorus, a new psalm, right? Amen. Yeah. Amen. And we're to do it skillfully. And there's an ad on TV right now. I forget who it's advertising. But I hear it over and over and over on Fox. It's not doing it. Oh, help me, honey. It's. Amen, amen. Skillfully. Practice. Bottom line. Practice. Practice, 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 practice. Then we will be skillful at praising him. And that's what he wants us to do. Just practice, 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 practice. Amen. Let's stand this morning and let's say it from the Message Bible. Good people cheer God. Right living people sound best when praising. Use guitars to reinforce your hallelujahs. Play his praise on a grand piano. Invent your own new song to him and give him a trumpet fanfare. Amen.
Amen.
Can we do that this morning, Pastor Kev? Can you use your guitar to reinforce your hallelujah?
Absolutely. That's what we're going to do.
Amen. And we sound best when we're
praising.
We sound good. Amen. I like to sound good. So let's praise Him. Let's all, this whole room, everyone in it, let's sound good and then keep our eyes fixed on Him as we worship Him this morning.
Amen.